You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. And as you heard from the intro, yes, I am Reverend Dr. Edvige, and it is a sheer delight to be here with you today because I know you have choices and you could be doing a million other things. And so know that you are truly, truly loved and appreciated. Today's show is going to be exciting. It is, you know, and I have people already on Facebook sending questions and just all sorts of, you know, wondering what's going on and how does all of this work. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about soul contracts, what is a tree of soul, soul groups and soul families and all of these things with my special guest, Kane, from the Clearing Institute and the Flow Institute, by the way. So we're going to be talking about that as well, what this idea of flow is all about. But before I introduce him and bring him in, I just wanted to give you a few reminders about the work that I do in specific Affirmations for Living, my website, and the tools that I offer there. So if you haven't already visited my site, I invite you to do so. I know that I'm also getting Facebook messages from people who want to connect with me doing sessions and how do we do this transformational coaching. Well, you go to my site, affirmationsforliving.net. You go to the products and services, and under that, you'll see a little segment that says coaching. Click on that and you'll be able to book a session right there from my site. And that way we can connect either Skype, telephone, in person, if you happen to live in the Vegas area. And we get together and we really begin to work through the blocks, those things that are preventing you or stopping you from creating that life that you want, that life that you deserve. And so transformational life coaching really is about taking you from not living your true authentic self to connecting into the flow to your higher conscious self and allowing those higher aspects of yourself to flow through and allowing that part of you to truly guide you. And when you can get there, everything changes for you and you really begin to develop your soul purpose and your reason for being, and life becomes so much more joyful as you are co-creator with your higher self, your soul self, your source. And so I invite you to go to my website and check all of that out, as well as if you are on the run and you don't want to miss an episode of this show, download my app. It's called Awakened, and that's A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, Awakened. And that way you can listen anywhere in the world that you are, at your convenience, because we also have it archived. And so I invite you to do that as well. And of course, you know that I have a book coming out, and now it's down to the countdown. The clock is ticking because now we're out to just another couple of weeks or so. So I'm really excited about that. It's called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And truly, it journals this awakening process. You know, we're in this time, and Kane and I will be speaking about this, how we're moving into this golden age, this age of awareness. And for me, the awakening process has been so hands-on, you know, based on soul purpose. And so I share with you these experiences from the very first visitation by benevolent beings at the age of 12 to watching my light body descend into me one amazing morning. And so what all of that means, what it means to you, not only these experiences, but the wisdom that came and still comes from having these experiences with these beings and really what they're here to share with each and every one of us. We truly are the ones that we've been waiting for. And as we begin to do the work to clear, to get into the flow, our true authentic self is then revealed. And so if you haven't looked at my host page on BBS Radio, I invite you to go and look at the last picture, because pictures don't lie. And in it, you will see my authentic self, because as we clear away, as we open all the channels to who we truly are and allow the flow to flow in, then we are revealed. And so I would invite you to look at that picture on my host page on BBS Affirmations for Living. You'll be pleasantly surprised, I believe. So again, you know, spread the word. If you like what you hear today, please tell your friends, get the word out. I love to hear from you. So friend me on Facebook, send me messages, send me questions. If you have a particular subject that you would like to have me cover on the show, send me a little information, and I would love to do that. So my goal is for all of us to advance on the path of light, right? We're all here. We're all awakening, everyone in their own time, in their own way, but it truly is a joint effort. That's what unity consciousness is all about. So without further ado, let me give you the call in telephone number. So that is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Now, without further ado, I'd like to bring in Kane. Kane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, hello. I am doing well, thank you. Having a joy-filled day, which is always good. You know, and it's so funny, about 10 minutes before the show, my higher self showed up. I started to pulse and vibrate. And the flow was flowing in, and I stopped. You know, I was actually had the TV on, and I stopped, and I moved to a quiet space. And I said, okay, we're of service from this moment. And however it shows up in the next hour, hour and a half, so be it. So, I know that someone out there today will feel this energy, and, you know, we are now open. Let's create just a sacred environment for sharing. And there you have it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. That's a common experience when you allow the flow through, the tingling. It's almost an immediate increase in your frequency. Mm-hmm. And then you experience that in your body, in your energy body, as this tingling and the hairs come up, and you just feel this expansion, you just feel it expanding. So that is definitely a moment in the flow, which is amazing.
Yeah, it truly is. It truly is. And so, you know, in my work, I'm always talking about getting off of autopilot, right, and become consciously aware in every moment. And that is truly why it's so important to get off autopilot and become consciously aware, so that we can pay attention to those moments when our higher self, right, is right there communicating with us. It's wonderful, and we don't want to miss those moments.
Absolutely. And it's important to say, I believe, that it's important to make sure that people are consciously aware that it's not a big deal, meaning in the sense that it's a natural flow. Mm-hmm. It's naturally meant to be there. Mm-hmm. It is nothing. It's not something special. It's not like an initiation or a ritual, or you have any kind of special thing that needs to happen or to be done with you or to you to be in that flow, because that flow is literally your own flow of higher levels of consciousness and energy, and it's meant to be flowing through the human being instrument of expression, through all levels of the human being instrument of expression, and then having the human conscious awareness levels being aware of that and precipitating soul levels of expression and manifestation, which would be a natural state of expression from soul levels, which is meant to be on Earth, which would be going from a disconnection to a connected state.
And so for us, it is the new norm, right? It's the new normal. And so in the beginning, though, you know, of course you have that excitement. Oh, my goodness, I'm feeling this. I wonder, you know, but and that's OK. And that phase, because, you know, we go through these phases, that phase will pass and it becomes your new normal. And so it's something to really just embrace and realize that's who you are. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have this quote that I say sometimes that first you get with the flow, then you are in the flow, finally you are the flow. Meaning there is no self in the flow. It's the flow expressing to the human being, instrument of expression. And of course, again, this flows from your own higher level of conscious energy, which is literally from the soul field of consciousness and beyond, which is the true level of you, not the egoic personality self, which would be the disconnected self.
Absolutely. And so let's just clarify, just in case someone listening hasn't heard our other episodes, and for those actually tuning in today and hearing Kane for the first time, there's probably three or so episodes you'll find in my archive where Kane and I have had conversations before. And so if you're at a loss, go back and listen to those other episodes, and that will get you caught up. But Kane, just explain what the flow is, and we're talking ego personality, and really how the, you know, just briefly, how there are the layers of us, like that Russian nestled doll, and how we just have to clear the mud. So explain that briefly, please.
So a natural state of being on Earth, through a human instrument of expression, or human being, would be to allow the soul field of consciousness, which is all, which is around you as a human being, meaning the soul is not within you so much as you are, you as the human being are inside the soul field of consciousness. And the disconnection is the Russian dolls of the human being, if you consider the mental, and then inside the mental Russian doll is the emotional Russian doll, and then inside the emotional Russian doll is the etheric, and then physical. Let's call it like that, simplified. And this Russian doll is within or floating in this field of consciousness, which is the soul field of consciousness, or the true you. Now, a natural state of connection, this field of consciousness flowing through the human being levels, instruments, aspects of consciousness for the purpose of expression. So you would express through a human instrument of expression mentally, emotionally, energetically, physically, on Earth, or on Earth in this case, or of course any given planet through any given instrument of expression. So this would be a natural connection state where the true you would literally be free-flowing through an instrument of expression. Now, of course, there's many things in the way of this flow, which would which allows to arise this disconnected or this unnatural or disconnected state. And through many lifetimes in this connection where we are bouncing up and down through this false cycle of reincarnation, we accumulate a lot of course, we call, you can say a lot of baggage, but we like to say the mud and debris in the way of the flow in your art field, your energy channels, and so forth, and the aspects of the Russian dolls. So when we are clearing all this mud and debris out of the way, we are allowing this natural flow, this river of light, to flow through the human instrument of expression naturally. So it flows in through all these levels of the Russian doll, which will, of course, equate to the art fields and chakras. So it comes in, it flows through the mental field, mental chakras, emotional field, chakras, etheric field, chakra, physical body. So, of course, the chakras are, of course, the resonance field. The auras are the resonance fields that emanate from the chakras. So the chakras are really the centers of consciousness. So when we're allowing the flow, we're actually allowing this river of light of the true you, or this waterfall of this liquid light to flow through you, to reclaim the centering of consciousness. So as it's reclaimed, as you clear, sort of unplug and block, and it starts to flow, it's reclaiming. But also this process of reclaiming, it's also a your natural self-clearing process, because it flows, it starts to connect and rotate all your chakras, clears out through your chakras, and then allows the flow from the auric fields to come into the chakras, and all this happening automatically in just the allowance of the flow, because you are naturally meant to be in this flow of higher levels of conscious energy. So now you're transitioning from a disconnected state of the flow to a connected state of flow, which, and again, the flow is just a word, of course. It's really a connected state to your natural levels of expression. So this flow really brings in this flow of consciousness and energies. So that is, the main purpose of that. So this individual process of allowing this flow to once again flow through all levels of the human instrument of expression, our chakras, energy channels, and being in the flow, as we call it, is the foundation for your natural clearing process, or natural purification process, or natural transformational process, which is allowing more and more your higher levels of the true you to express themselves through the centers of consciousness of the human instrument of expression, mentally, emotionally, energetically, physically, and of course allow soul purpose to become manifest on Earth. And, of course, as each individual does so, this affects the collective and transforms the face of the Earth, and, of course, transforms the Earth on many levels all the way to the core. So there will be an individual transformational process during these times of planetary transformational process. They are not separate from each other. Actually, they need the planetary transformational process needs the individual transformational process, mm-hmm. and they go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful explanation. And so, you know, you and I, of course, know that there are different levels, the soul, the higher self, and so forth. So this clearing has to take place at many levels of your existence. But mm-hmm. I guess that's, you know, you can share that just a little bit. But, yeah.
We can do just some flow now, if you like. Maybe we'll do like a guided flow for the audience. Yeah.
Okay.
Just so before we move on, I think it's important. Of course, it's happening now. This is the interesting part. Just explanation of the flow, and of course, I can feel some of the flow already happening in some of the audience mm-hmm. because it's natural. It's not an action or a doing. And of course, I'm not doing it anything. As I share, you connect to your own knowingness of that flow, your own knowingness of that truth, and naturally arises. So the flow, I'm just in flow, sharing of that truth. The truth in you arises, the flow in you arises, because it's natural. And then now all of a sudden, oh, you are naturally in the flow. The truth is, yes, I'm aware of that truth. Of course, a gradual process of inner knowingness. Of remember, that's why it's correct to say a remembrance, because of course at the soul level, everyone knows this, mm-hmm. And of course, especially all the soul level of the audience today knows that. So at the soul level of consciousness, there's nothing new being shared, but at the conscious human levels, it's like yes, I know that. I didn't know I knew that, but I knew that. Yes, because it's an inner remembrance, an inner knowingness of that is there. And then the words are just a guidance to ring that bell. So those bells will be more present if you are in that flow. So, of course, we're just going to give it a few moments. We're just going to breathe. So we're just going to close our eyes. Of course, if you're driving or doing anything, you don't have to close your eyes. The flow does not necessitate any action. If you can, it's fine. If you can't, it's fine as well. It doesn't matter. It's not an action. It's an allowance. So close your eyes. Breathe. Just feel the breath in and out. Good. Just feel it in. Just feel it out. Become presence. Awareness of that feeling of the breath in and the breath out. Be in the now with that breath. And we're just allowing. Good. Good. Now there. So just allowing the flow slowly connecting or intensifying more and more. So just allow. And you take one deep breath. And really allow the flow to start flowing through us as it flows down, as this liquid waterfall down into and through your crown chakra, down through your body. It's your own flow. It's not a ritual. There's nothing special. It's not a doing. The words are just guidance into allowance. It's always there to be there. It's always trying to flow. It's naturally meant to flow. Good. Just give that a few moments. Good. So now, good. Just allowing it to flow. The crown rotates faster and opens wider. Yeah, good. So now, brightening up the spine as it flows through all the audience. Good. Brightening up the face of all the audience. Opening up the heart of the audience. There, opening up. Yeah, so many hearts opening. Nice, beautiful. We're not doing anything, we're just allowing. Beautiful openness of the heart, the audience. Yeah, naturally, it's the truth. Good, yeah, beautiful. Man, good breakthroughs. I saw some. Good. Opening the crown. Good. And now, of course, the crown, the heart and crown opening together. They are connected. Beautiful. Allow that for several moments. And of course now, as that is allowed to take place and happen, more of the flow flows through each one of you, flows through you. Good, and now it starts flowing through you more fully. Now all the chakras are now resonating, rotating faster, reacting to the flow, just speeding up all the chakras all at once as it flows through you. Good. Good. We're just allowing all of them to clear themselves out in this flow. So automatically it's yourself clearing. Let's call it self-clearing mechanism or just allowance of that self-clearing to take place. Good. I can see it's good. A lot of movement. A lot of resistance. Of course, resistance is all that is in the way. It's all of those no's. No, no, no. The subconsciousness energy's no's. The unconsciousness knows. No, no meaning N-O. No, 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 no. Resistance. And the flow is yes, yes. So just allowing those no's to dissipate. Levels of self, of course, they have self-survival levels of consciousness. They are trying to stay there. They resist the allowance of the flow of the true you. Why? Because they cannot coexist with the flow of the true you. It's the light of you. And consciousness cannot coexist with that. So they resist, but that's fine. So just be aware of that. No judgment. With no judgment, full acceptance. With full acceptance, there's no denying. So all of it can come into the light. And then if whatever comes to that light of you, only that light remains. And that is, in a nutshell, a clearing process from a higher level perspective. Good, 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 good. So now many layers of resistance. I can feel tons of resistance, especially when it starts to clear, like the solar plexus, of course, the other chakras as well. But the solar plexus, there's, you know, usually that mud-like energy. So we can allow this massive clearing of the audience, the clearing these lower emotional fields from the solar plexus. We'll give that a few moments. Yeah, good. Let's see. Starts to clear away much better. Good. Some of them try to resist. You just allow. We're just guiding, and of course, we're just guiding and supporting your own clearing process. We are doing a little supporting here just to speed up the process. Just give that a few moments. We've got to make sure that everybody's in the same flow. Very good. Good. It's already really easing up and dissolving away. And this collective clearing here. Oh, my much better. You feel at ease immediately. They'll be dissolved, and then it continues to flow. Very good. Now down the legs, through the hips, down the legs, all the way to the roots. So it flows all the way to the roots, connects to the earth energies, and grounds some of those energies. Good. Opening up the root chakra. Opening up the basic chakra as well. So now we're going to allow the lower chakras to open, to balance this, to anchor, to connect to the earth, to bring it down to the earth energy levels. So it can be this bridge between heaven and earth, so to speak. Good. So clear. Good opening of the root. Many roots opening. Mm-hmm. The root being the chakra pointing down from the base of the spine, pointing down. A lot of basic chakras, a lot of clearing of the basic chakras, which you saw in the buttocks area. Opening, clearing, opening. Good, beautiful. And, of course, affecting the front of the chakras now. Good. And, again, brightening up the spine, brightening up the face, allowing it to fully flow through you. Good. And just allowing, oh, I see many, many, many of you expanding. Naturally expanding in that flow, beautiful. Just like we said in the beginning, just allowing levels of expansion. And by the way, this is not a meditation at all. This is just guidance into allowance. Allowance, allowance, allowance. And then it's there. Allowance. Good. Beautiful expansion now. Seeing many, many auric fields being cleared of so many things, just like that, just naturally. Many auric fields just being cleared of so many things, bringing out so many levels of negative interference, which is a byproduct of being alive on Earth, at least at this moment. So clearing a lot of negative interference on many levels here. Good. Nice. Even soul levels. Expanding and brightening up. Beautiful. So transforming all of the Russian dolls, clearing all of them as much as possible, of course, depending on the levels of resistance. This is all in non-interference, in allowance. There's never any forcing or pushing through, just allowing. So my work is just to guide you into allowance, because then it's there in allowance. Point out the resistance so it dissolves in that light. No resistance, and there's allowance and a deeper flow, a deeper transformation. That's all, in a nutshell. Good, almost there now, just for a few moments more. Good, so now each one individually is receiving the clearing, the necessary flow, balancing, the clearing out of disconnections of cords. Of course, there's many souls of the highest light and purest intent. Present and available always, of course, in allowance. And again, they are also in a non-interference in their own higher levels of expression. And many levels of soul, of course. Let's keep that assume. A few moments. I see many individuals receiving a lot of individual work. So keep that a few moments. Now they were in the flow. Their work is completely different, and it's more effortless for them and for you, of course, being in this flow of your own higher levels of your truth, the true you, higher levels of consciousness and energy, energies, plural, just allowing. Good, and now just receiving any levels of frequency, vibration you need in this moment to flow into and through you now, to be present around you. I see many what I call chambers of light manifesting around many individuals, sort of a chamber of healing of light or cocoon of light, some of them around some of the individuals, only if it's necessary. Good, beautiful. Now grounding again, grounding some of the energies as the flow widens and opens, even more grounding. So we're going back to just to balance that, just grounding some of the energies. Of course, I'm working at a group perspective, so try to see what the group in general needs. Good, some more grounding of some of the energies even more. Good, nice. Even grounding even deeper now. Beautiful transformation. Now even deeper grounding. So the roots go deeper, wider. And then you're becoming this beautiful tree of light. So the widening, deepening roots, the trunk widening, strengthening as it pulls earth energies upwards through you as well. So it's reinvigorating, re-strengthening the tree, rejuvenating the tree, reinvigorating your energies, grounding in deeper, connecting in deeper to the earth, widening trunk, opening canopy of that tree, opening the canopy even more, becoming this beautiful tree of light. Beautiful, opening the canopy. And then this bright, bright golden light in the middle of that tree. Beautiful, just allowing, and all around, just white light of oneness consciousness. Good, and the golden light, the golden sun in the center of the tree, the center of you, in your heart center, which is that divine spark, the source within. There's no separation at all. As I look at any given divine spark or source within, you're immediately in source. There's no separation. Any level is an illusion once you experience source within as the source itself. Immediately, right there, immediately. I don't travel anywhere. You just look, source. So any level of manifestation is an illusion. A sacred illusion, of course. That's the purpose of the creational field. To give soul levels of consciousness, which are temples for the divine spark within, to experience and create. And create and experience. And experience and create some more. All the levels of manifestation are meant to be there for that purpose. And every level of soul, every soul, fields of consciousness, individual fields of consciousness of the oneness ocean of consciousness, which is the creational, manifested creational field itself, the unified field of consciousness. Each individual wave or level of soul or soul field of consciousness is a temple for the source within. So there's an equality of every soul, every level of soul, up and down, sideways. It's all the same. All fields of consciousness, temples of consciousness for the source within. And there's only source. There's home. There's only home. Always was, always will be, always is. It is that isness, the field of beingness. Just allowing. Just give it a few moments. Just breathe in and out. Feel the breath in and out. As we come to closure of that guided flow. Just breathe in and out. Feel the breath. Be in the now with these new levels of flow, new levels of expansion, knowingness, awareness, allowing all the chakras to balance with each other for a few moments. As we breathe in and out, be in that presence, in the now moment. Just be that presence. You are the presence of awareness. In the now. Breathe in and out. Allow chakras balancing with each other. Anything you need, any closure, just allow for a few moments. And of course you can continue, but just for now. Just allow. Good, beautiful. A few moments more, breathe in and out. And then one slow, last deep breath. And as you breathe, you feel the sensation of that flow. And as you feel the sensation, you slowly, slowly, in your own time, slowly open your eyes. And even with opening the eyes, you're still feeling that sensation of the flow. So slowly open your eyes and feel the sensation just the same. And that's important. It never stops.
It never stops.
It's not, it's not a meditation at all. It's just an allowance and it's always there. Even open eyes, even doing anything. So thank you for listening. Thank you for that time.
Edwish,
I know it went on, but...
Oh, no, it was wonderful. You know, you and I, we have our moments. This is, just lovely. You know, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, I felt it because you can tell.
As
it cleared, I was in the flow from the get-go. So that was, yeah, that's wonderful. And that's what a part of this work is all about, just allowing and connecting to your true, authentic self. So wonderful. Now let's just get into, I don't know which one you want to cover first, soul contracts and what they truly are, or do you want to do tree of soul and moving into this incarnation idea and really how once we clear at all these levels, once we are in the flow permanently, that we end this incarnation into 3D. I don't know. You pick which one you'd like to cover first, because we're going to get to them all.
Let's see. I feel the Tree of Souls would be good.
Okay.
As going with the same flow of what we are now. So where is this flow coming from? So let's start with that, right?
Perfect.
So this is your own natural soul flow, or flow of your own higher levels of consciousness and energy. And again, it's meant to be flowing through the human instrument of expression at all levels. It's just meant to be that way. It was never not meant to be that way. So we'll talk about the Tree of Souls and a bit about the false cycle of reincarnation. Mm-hmm. We can have that go hand in hand. So this natural flow of the soul flow, like we said, like we mentioned a little while ago, the human, quote-unquote, Russian dolls, levels of the human instrument of expression, are inside the soul field of consciousness. So once you start connecting to the flow, the first level of the connection to the flow is your soul flow. So the field of consciousness all around you, which is your soul field of consciousness, the true you, starts to this allowance of that field to flow in through your auric field, chakras, energy system, meaning you, your human levels, instrument of expression. And again, the human being is an instrument of expression for natural fields of consciousness. So, and the difference now is that, of course, there's a false self in the way. Of course, there's layers of self, mud and debris, but also a false self entity, which came to be from the disconnection from this natural flow on Earth levels. So if the chakras, which are the centers of consciousness of the human being, are disconnected from this flow, your natural flow, mechanism of self-clearing, expression, higher levels of expression, soul levels of expression and purpose, and they are in a disconnected state, they start to accumulate or become polluted, let's say. Now, this disconnection leads to a false cycle of reincarnation, meaning you have an aspect of the soul consciousness has an experience on Earth, or again, any given planet, but on Earth, and that physical body ends its run, and then what happens? You lose one of the Russian dolls, but then you still have the etheric, emotional, and mental Russian doll is still there. So it's mm-hmm. just the same, but the physical Russian doll passed away, let's call. So then we call that, those remaining Russian dolls, we call that the spirit of the diseased one, or the loved one that passed away. That's the spirit. Now, in a false cycle of reincarnation, that spirit would not go through a second death experience or second transition into allowing the soul aspect of consciousness to liberate itself from the other Russian dolls and roof, become one with the soul field of consciousness once more. So the water in the cup going back to being one with the water in the pitcher, let's say. That's mm-hmm. just a metaphor. So that would be a second transition. All those Russian dolls would see the field of the aspect of consciousness, would leave all those remaining Russian dolls and be once again one with the soul field of consciousness, which is the true you, which is the soul being that you are. Now, there would be a second death or a second transition. I don't even like you using the word death. I mean, it's actually doesn't even make sense. So let's call that a second transition. So you become one with soul light once more, and that soul lighter that soul being is, you have the freedom and sovereignty, as every soul has freedom and sovereignty to express itself in whatever way within any level of the creational field that is just how it's meant to be. That's just, let's call that one of the divine rights. It's not just in the declaration of the independence, it's actually a freedom of sovereignty of the soul. It's a divine right of any soul level of consciousness. Now, because there's no second transition, what happens to that spirit, that remaining Russian dolls? You have an experience at an astral level or some other level beyond the astral and whatnot, but never allowing the aspects of consciousness within those Russian dolls to become one again with the soul field of consciousness. So what happens? You have some sort of experience in the astral level. You meet, you talk to some other aspect, other level of self. You have maybe some sort of process during some type of transition, and basically you ping-pong back to another incarnation. Now, of course, there's many things that happen during this transition. There's many levels of conversation we can have, and which would be those times during between lives and whatnot. Now, those are times between lives of the self, not of the soul through you, but the self, which remains without the second transition. Now, what happens in that ping pong becomes the false cycle of reincarnation. Now, many things are built around this false cycle of reincarnation. There's actually many institutions, if you call them, on astral levels and many levels that play into this false cycle of reincarnation. And there's many other selves playing many roles in this false cycle of reincarnation, which is multidimensional, of course, especially focusing on Earth right now. So what happens when this Russian doll go up, ping-pong up and down? So, okay, now you left the physical Russian doll, went up to some level of astral, or even a little bit higher, doesn't matter. It's still below soul level of consciousness. It's still below the soul beingness. Doesn't matter if it's above the astral or not. You would go maybe to a mental dimension, which would be above the astral, which is actually emotional fields of creational fields and consciousness. So if you want to equate it to the human levels. So you go, and then, okay, those Russian dolls come back into a new Russian doll or Russian physical body, not Russian, but meaning another physical body, but you brought whatever was accumulated, because if the spirit did not go to a second transition, it did not clear itself completely from the previous incarnation. Mm-hmm. And that would be the best case scenario if it even cleared anything at all. So worst case scenario, clearing nothing, and then boom, back. And then what happened? Another lifetime of disconnection, where the self, the disconnected self, just has another incarnation. And the disconnected self is, of course, by definition, it's built into the disconnected self to be lost and confused and separate from everything else and separate from everyone else, because the false self, egoic self, egoic personality self, is a false entity. It is just a byproduct of the disconnection. So if you have, now you have all this ping pong of false, in this false self, in this false cycle of reincarnation, of false self levels of incarnation that is only accumulated, all this mud and debris, because every incarnation is disconnected and separate from all things and each other, but also disconnected from this flow, your own river of light that is meant to be expressing itself through the human instrument. So you just keep accumulating mud and debris, ping pong, mud and debris. And you keep playing out your story or a story or multiple stories on many levels. So now what happens in the now, in this moment of transformation, in this transformational moment of individual and planetary transformational moment, which is going through many levels of transformational processes. Now we have to clear all that mud and debris from this false cycle of reincarnation and clear all the stories. Those are all self stories. And letting go and then of the attachment to those stories. Of course, this is the dissolution of the self, to just allow the true you to be, and allow the true you to express itself through a human instrument of expression on Earth. So there would be soul levels of expression and purpose. Higher frequencies, vibration, the truth of you. And the truth would naturally be through you. And then that through you can have its true journey of the true of the soul, which is a soul, which has a soul evolutionary process at the soul level, not the false self trying to emulate some sort of evolutionary path, which of course would be this path of the self or path of the false self, trying to emulate that which already is, which the soul already is. So it's like, and then we'll go now into the tree of souls. So, for example, me being in a tree of soul, a tree of strength and compassion. So naturally, my soul beingness is a soul of the frequencies of strength and compassion. Now, that is my soul beingness. Now, the false self may try to emulate that. Look, I'm becoming stronger. So all these lifetimes, I am gaining strength. I am doing this. I'm doing that. This whole story that is built through many lives. And, of course, we keep playing those stories unconsciously because we don't even remember them, but we unconsciously keep playing them. That is why unconsciousness levels of clearing is most important on human levels, to stop those unconsciousness levels of manifestation and quote-unquote karmic patterns. Mm-hmm. Now, those karmic patterns just keep repeating. Why? It's not like it's so much a someone making things happen to you as a karmic debt, or because you are bad, now this is going to happen. No. Karma only manifests itself, quote-unquote karma meaning unresolved energies, unexpressed energies of past experiences. That's all that is. Karmic energies are unresolved, unexpressed energies of past experiences. So you bring those into the now, to this current incarnation, and they will keep unconsciously expressing themselves. Whether your conscious awareness is aware of them or not, or even know that they're there. Huh? That's why this guidance to shine the light of awareness into those unconsciousness spaces is very important. Oh, that's why this keeps happening. This is the level of manifestation. This is the source of that. Mm-hmm. Is it so transforming those so your conscious awareness can be free, and then you're more, and then more flow through your conscious awareness and aspects of you, and then less unconsciousness levels of manifestation and expression, more higher levels of manifestation and expression and soul purpose. So now going back to being a soul of strength and compassion in my specific case. If the self is trying to emulate that, that's a waste of time. Why not just clear out the self out of the way so the soul, the truth of the soul, which already is a magnificent soul, as all souls are magnificent in that light, the magnificent soul of truth and compassion that already is, can be through the human instrument of expression. And have an experience on Earth, and of course continue its soul evolutionary process of what? Becoming the highest level, or expressing the highest potential that is present in that tree. What is the highest potential present in the tree? To be in the highest potential of expression of a soul of strength and compassion. And in this now moment on Earth, or anywhere else really, but on Earth and many, many levels of manifestation. So this is the evolutionary process of the soul, of the soul, the true you. Now, moving through, so this is the difference of clearing false layer of self and allowing true levels of self to go through its true levels of transformation. What is
okay,
the true
so
level
I have
of transformation?
A question. So say you've done the clearing, right? Okay, so I realize I've let go of my ego personality and my true soul is being revealed, and I'm doing all the work to clear at all these levels, soul level, higher self, all these levels. I've cleared everything, right? So now what happens? Do I transition out of the physical? What happens?
No. So. In a nutshell, I have this other quote that it says, with more clearing, more clarity. With more clarity, more clearing. With more clearing, more clarity. More clarity, more clearing. Eventually, there's no more clearing. There's only clarity. So when there's only clarity, you are that fullness of that light of awareness, the light of beingness, that oneness. That would, I guess that would answer the question of what would be. that would be that effortlessly, naturally, at all levels of soul. It would just be. Huh? There would be no self there. It would just be oneness conscious. The presence of the light is there naturally. Now, this is one level of realization, of course, the oneness conscious level realization. And then, of course, you can go into what Buddha was sharing, which would be beyond that, would be the emptiness field level realization, which, of course, would be the unmanifest.
So would I still be a physical entity?
Oh, yeah. The point is, absolutely, the point is that you are bringing all of that down, if you can say that, quote unquote. It's not that it's an escape trajectory. You're actually allowing it to come all the way down through the levels of soul. So it comes to the ocean of oneness, and then flows down to the universal soul level, and then the oversoul, the essence soul, the higher soul, the soul. All of those are, of course, all of those are transition process of transformation of all those soul levels, of being one with the ocean of oneness. And then once all of those are there, the soul can expand into the ocean of oneness, and then that can be expressed through a human instrument of expression. So a human being instrument of expression would effortlessly be aware, being oneness consciousness, and express oneness consciousness. And again, this is only one level of realization. So so you are bringing all of that is down to the lower levels of lower quote unquote levels of manifestation on through conscious levels of awareness on Earth. You're bringing all of that down. It's not that the self is an escape trajectory up. You don't have to so much go up, because that up. And that the up already is. That already is. So the soul already is there in this up levels. It already is. That's the true you. So you want to bring that up levels down
into the physical
lower levels. Yeah, into the physical. So you can be. So then you can allow that oneness consciousness to flow and inundate the physical levels, and of course all the lower levels, the oneness light, the unified field, and then the presence can be there. Why? Because we are always transforming. See, this is the prime impulse within the ocean. It is always flowing forth. Why is this always flowing forth? Because the prime impulse within the ocean of oneness is to bring greater levels of harmony to every level of manifestation, all the way down, even to these lowest dimensional levels where we are in now, in this lowest harmonic universe. And then inundating it completely. So at some point, this whole harmonic universe of all multi dimensions is completely inundated through every soul field of consciousness in this ocean of oneness, the soul light ocean of oneness. And then, of course, we will continue to express as all the oneness will continue to express down into lower harmonic universe that will come into being. Below this one, because we are lower fractal expressions of the higher levels of soul, this harmonic universe we're in is a lower fractal expression of the harmonic universe, quote unquote, above. See, it's all fractal expression. So this has to flow all the way down to every level of fractal expression, because it's always fractaling itself on and on and on and on in this. I've heard this once, and I think it says it pretty well. This creational field is it's a finite infinity. Mm-hmm. Why? It can keep fractaling itself on and on and on, which is the point. Create and experience and create. At individual levels, at collective levels, at universal levels, it just all fractal levels of expression. It keeps on going. And of course, all of that is the sacred illusion of the creational fields. So the soul field of consciousness can serve as a temple of consciousness for the source within, so it can express, create, and experience, and so forth.
Wow. Okay, and I know, you know, when we did a session, we talked about me going into the ocean of oneness. Clarify what that ocean of oneness is.
So if you were to zoom out completely from zoom out all the dimensions, and all of a sudden you're all the way out of the manifested creational field, and then you're looking at it, and it's this big, bright ball of white light. Beautiful Brahma. And then look at it, it's this field of oneness, this ball, oneness field of consciousness, of oneness. Where is this oneness? This oneness is at the core of the emptiness field. So the emptiness field of the unmanifest level of creation, of the young, the unmanifest, is sitting at the core of this emptiness field, which is bringing into manifestation every level of manifested levels of consciousness. So then, okay, you're all the way out. You see this beautiful bright ball of light. It's floating in this beautiful, in this empty field of emptiness. But it's not empty because it's, it contains the fullness of potential. Everything, it's nothing but all things at the same time. And it becomes all things within the oneness field of consciousness, or the manifested creational field. So now, let's zoom back in. Your first level of that, okay, this beautiful white light. And then you get start to get dimensional creational fields going deeper into it. And then, of course, the first levels of soul manifestation of the universal soul. Each universal soul then fractals itself down the dimensional layers into many oversouls. Each oversoul fractals itself further as many essence souls. Each essence soul fractals itself further as many higher souls. Each higher soul fractals itself further as many souls. And then a given soul can have experience in the lowest layers, dimensional layers of this given harmonic universe, and experience itself through a human, in this case, instrument of expression, or any instrument of expression on any given planet or on any given level. Doesn't have to be at the physical level, but on the physical level, maybe. And then, which would be just following the purpose of the creational field, to create and experience and create.
Wow.
And we're doing that on Earth. Mm-hmm. But we want to do that from soul level of consciousness, through you level of consciousness, not from the false self levels of consciousness, which is just a byproduct of the false cycle of reincarnation, of the disconnection, of the disconnected state, which arises the false self, which is the artificial entity. So clearing out that, so that which is can be through the human instrument of expression on Earth. And then, of course, you are not the human being of instrument of expression. You are the soul field. You are the true, the soul being expressing itself through the human being instrument of expression.
Wow.
And that would be the natural, that would be, of course, the natural relationship of that. The soul, every level of soul as a temple of consciousness for the source within. And every instrument of expression as serving as a conduit or as an instrument of expression for the soul. So, and of course, in this case, on Earth. And of course, even the planet can serve as an instrument of expression for a soul level of consciousness, of course, the soul.
So the process really is about allowing, right, so that your soul moves into you physically, and you are in harmony with your God self, your soul, the seed of your soul, and you become, that's how you become your true authentic self. It's that real connection to who you truly are.
Yes, so there'll be the truth of you on Earth. So then the false self, of course, is always in the way of that. That's why a lot of times, and of course, Buddha famously would say that, the seeker is in the way. Why? The seeker is the self. It's that false self that is in a state of disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
But the disconnection is there because the false self is there. So the seeker is in the way. The seeker cannot be in this connectedness, this effortless connectedness.
And so what's the
because
best
by
way?
It is
because
not.
It's the natural, but it's the natural human condition to want to seek. We're always looking for answers. So what then is the best way to become? So what's the best way of being your true self,
good.
Right?
Beautiful. So yes, beautiful. So it's very important to that it's levels of awareness of that is the main important part. So, okay, I'm aware that the self is in the way of the truth of this, my soul beingness. Okay, so what is this self? This is a false self entity. Why? It's made up of all these layers of mud and debris that have accumulated, all these levels of unconsciousness, and now I have this false self entity. Okay, now how does it operate? There's two basic principles of the false self. One, it is always seeking pleasure and trying to avoid pain or displeasure. Seeking pleasure, trying to avoid displeasure. Now, that is already a big part of, that's already a big thing that is in the way. Why? Because the clearing process is not for the self. The breaking down of the self is not for the self's pleasure. The dissolving of the self is not for the self's pleasure. It's just for the truth of you to be, the truth of the soul to be. So what happens? One layer of this inner conflict, let's call it. It's one part of the inner conflict, which is the self actually is always trying to avoid the clearing process. It's actually always trying to avoid the dissolution of the self. Why? Because it's displeasurable for the self.
And it wants to survive.
He wants to survive. So already that's a built-in system within the false self. Now, that's one level. So being aware of that, that the self is in the way, and the self is actually, in some ways, against. It's in contradiction. So the seeker is in contradiction to itself. The seeker is seeking that truth. At the same time, is in the way of that truth. And then the transition process would be to dissolve itself. But then it doesn't want to do that. Why? Because then I'm the seeker. I'm the self that wants to experience that. I must be me who is that. Well, no. You are not that. You are in the way of that. The truth of you already is. That seeker or the seeker of the self-seeker or the false self-seeker is in the way of that. So again, this seeking always, this is constant. Constant seeking of pleasure, constant avoidance of displeasure, or displeasure, or any level of their pain, or whatever. It's built into the system that makes it harder for the seeker or the self to be out of the way. Of course, we are speaking the concept of the seeker. This is one label that the self may identify with, but it can be many things. In general, it's the path of becoming. The self is always trying to become something that it's not, really, but it's always trying to become that. So the seeker is trying to become enlightened. Well, the enlightenment already is. The seeker is in the way of that enlightenment. Okay. So that's one thing in the spiritual context, but you can use this in many contexts. So that's one level of that. So
how do you get out the way, though?
Okay, so being aware of that is first and foremost. Right. Okay, now I'm aware that there's a self. So what happens with this awareness? You can slowly move from the lower levels of awareness of the self and allow for expansion into soul levels of awareness where the soul level of awareness is aware of the self. So being aware of the field of awareness, which can be aware of the self, so meaning that outside perspective awareness, and all of a sudden, that outside perspective awareness is aware of the little self doing all of that, playing all the games, seeking all of that, trying to become any of that. Mm-hmm. That's a soul. I call that soul level awareness. Once you are in soul level awareness, now the self has nowhere to run now. Because it is seen. It is in awareness. Any game that would maybe work in the past, that game doesn't work anymore in the soul level awareness. I know what you're doing. So you can be, and actually, of course, and it's funny, in the transition, you toggle. You flip from one to the other. So level awareness, I'm totally aware of that. And then all of a sudden, you're back in self-awareness, and then you're disconnected, and you're not aware, and then you go through a period of time that you're doing the same thing, repeating the same patterns, and then, whoop, back to soul level awareness. Oh, my God, I was doing that.
So that's why then it's really important to the idea of getting off of autopilot and becoming consciously aware.
Absolutely,
because
yeah.
It's that subconscious, it's those false programs in your subconscious that are causing
Absolutely.
This self to be the seeker.
Absolutely. This is one level of that. So level of awareness, being aware of that, it starts to break down that process. It cannot continue to operate in that soul level of awareness. So that is the beginning, the transition into the dissolution of all those unconscious energies, which as a conglomerate is this false self. Mm-hmm. So having said that, then the other part of it would be being aware of the egoic wheel. I call it the egoic wheel. What is this egoic wheel? The egoic wheel has four spokes, of course, in its simplified version. But that's enough. So you have four spokes in this wheel. First spoke, number one, identification. The self needs to identify with something, with a label, with any level of identity, really. It doesn't really matter. So one would be what we just used, the seeker. I am the seeker. I am the powerful CEO. I am the this or that. It doesn't really matter. It's an identity statement or a belief. It's an identity. Now, why is this important for the self? Because from number one spoke, you go to the second spoke, which is a spoke of the wheel, which would be justification. So identification leads to justification. What does that mean? I am the seeker. Therefore, I am justified to go to all these things and do all these workshops or meditation or to become a teacher of this or that or get all the certificates. And that's fine. That's fine. And I'm not saying that that's not a phase of transitional processes. That is 100%. But then you have to move on from that and go to cell level of awareness, allowance of the flow, so forth, just as a side note. So I'm not trying to downplay anything that people are doing, but that is an important transition process. That's not the end in itself. Yes, many people are transitioning through that into the soul level awareness, allowance, the true you, the clearing, all of that. So that is fine. There's no judgment. There's no right or wrong. Actually, there's no right or wrong at all at any higher level of perspective. But just pointing, what is it? It is what it is. So now, or identification, then justification. Whatever I'm identified with justifies my behavior, action, or pursuit, or goals, or desires. That's fine. Justification. It justifies my own existence. Mm-hmm. So first, identification. Then that identification must justify my own existence. Because deep down, the false self, deep down, has a very basic level of insecurity. What is that? That it is unjustified, meaning it is an artificial entity. It has no real level of existence. So it's built in, the basic level of insecurity is built into it. So it must identify with something, and that identity must justify its existence. So now I am justified in my own existence. Hooray. And what happens from that? Now that justifies all my behaviors, goals, pursuits. And as I do those things, it goes to the third spoke. So it circles down to the third spoke of the wheel, number three, which is validation. If I identify with this, justifies me doing all of that. And if I do all of that, that gives me validation. Oh, look at me now. I'm getting all this fuel into my car. Mm-hmm. Validation, positive validation. I am becoming more of that. I'm becoming more of this. Look
I'm
at
more
me
spiritual.
Writing.
I'm more enlightened. Yes, that's more ego.
I'm so much more enlightened now than I was before. I'm becoming enlightened, or I'm becoming this or that, or whatever. I'm becoming a teacher. I'm becoming, or maybe I'm becoming a lama. I'm becoming a master guru.
But that's the natural instinct. So, I mean, it's such a fine line. Wow, yeah, that's difficult.
Well, it's fine because it's fine. You can do, but here's the thing.
You can do that.
You can do the exact same things from different levels of consciousness. You can do all of this from the self levels of consciousness where I am, okay, I am the teacher, therefore it justifies me teaching you and doing all of this, and therefore that gives me validation and more followers, and therefore that is my validation, which then leads to the fourth spoke of the wheel, which is elevation. Now that I have more validation, I have more followers, more validation. Now I am a better teacher. Oh, look, I'm a higher teacher. Now I'm this and that. I am more. I became more, which is the elevation. And, of course, the elevation feeds right back to number one, circles right back and closes the circle, into identification. I am a higher teacher now. Oh, a new identification. It leads to new levels of justification and new levels of validation and new levels of elevation. And the egoic wheel turns and turns around and round and around. And it will do forever and ever and so more. Because it's spinning in place. Now, you can do the same thing from different levels of consciousness. Yes, you can write a book. You can go on book tours. And you can do that from some levels of consciousness in just allowance. Or you can do that as a part of your egoic wheel. Mm-hmm. You see? I'm not downplaying actions. Yes, mm-hmm. Things need to be expressed. That's the purpose of the Christian faith. Express, create, create, and express. But from true levels of consciousness, not from false levels of consciousness.
So here's what I'm hearing. Because it's okay, I have a show. But the key is to allow the guidance to come from your higher self. To let go of ego and to allow it to unfold naturally. Yeah. The divine, the sacred feminine energy says, wait for the guidance right? And then we move when we are guided to do so. So it's not that, and I don't want to say masculine, feminine, because it's not about male, female, but it's about the energy where we no longer say, I want this, and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to plot how I'm going to get this, and I'm going to go after it. No, that's ego. When we move into allowing, we then say, you know, we wait for the vision, and then the vision, because we've done enough clearing, right? We've done enough clearing that our higher self is inspiring us and giving us the desire to be of service in whatever particular way. We allow that to really, truly come to a clear vision. Then the universe bends, folds, and molds, and doors begin to open, moving us in the direction. That is the difference.
Yes, it's absolutely, it's like once you are in allowance of soul levels of purpose naturally outside of the egoic wheel, it's almost you cannot help it. This is what you are going to express. This is how you're going to manifest or express yourself. As long as it's not feeding into the egoic wheel, hey, it's all about levels of expression. So just be aware of the egoic wheel. Be aware. Am I doing this for identification, justification, validation, elevation purposes? Or am I expressing this from soul levels of purpose, which is beyond or separate from the egoic wheel? That's the only question.
So keeping yourself in check.
And as you are aware of the egoic wheel, you start to detach from it, and it just allow natural levels of manifestation and expression. And then what happens? You don't need identification. I don't need identification. You don't need a justification. I am a free sovereign soul in soul levels of manifestation and expression. I don't need to have my identification and justification for that. I have no insecurity. The soul level has no insecurity of its own existence. Only the false self needs the egoic wheel because it's insecure.
Perfect.
It's insecurity,
you know,
of existence.
Wow. Okay.
So just allow your soul level, natural soul levels of expression. You don't need identification, justification, validation, elevation. You just allow it to flow through the human levels of instrument as a natural soul level of purpose of manifestation through you. Through human instrument of expression. And then, like I said, it's of course effortless. It's of course in the flow, and works with the universe, not against the universe, because the egoic wheel is never with the flow of the universe. It may work with the flow of the earth, the collective consciousness, but is not in communion with the universal flow. No.
So it works in harmony. Yes, you have to be in harmony with the laws of nature and the universal laws.
Yeah, the universal flow, which is, of course, always allowing that which already is to flow through every level.
Hey, Kane, we actually have a caller, so let's take the caller, and then we will continue, because we'll just keep going. So, caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
How you doing?
So, I'm well. So this is Marvin.
Hi, Marvin.
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So do you have a question, or do you just want to make an observation? How can we help you?
Yes, I just got on. I just want to make an observation first. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make an observation. I think I just got in on a conversation here about the universe.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
We're waiting for you. Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just got cleared. I'm getting feedback here, so it's kind of like a little weird for me. Okay. I'm trying to go to a room where I don't get feedback.
Okay.
Okay.
And to give you some background, Kane, so Marvin is a friend of my husband's, and he was actually he was in town a couple of nights ago, and I did a session on him of clearing. Well,
good.
It was extremely strong, and you know, and following my guidance for me, I lay my hands, I put my hands above the crown, but I just followed the guidance of what I was being guided to do. And at one point I had him stand up, Well, and I had my hands just facing him, and I was probably, I don't know, 3 feet away from him, perhaps 4 feet away from him. He levitated. So, yes.
You mean physically?
Yeah.
Physically. So, and he's been pulsing and vibrating ever since.
Yeah,
questions based on that, I'm sure, because he hasn't been the same since.
Yeah, well, I'm going back in the airport, and I'm just thinking about it, and I start to, you know, go back and forth, and that was one of the things that I was asking, these that is this going to keep going? Because I felt the ground move underneath my feet in different locations throughout the city where I was at, and my hands tingle. I don't know, something about my hands last night were actually a light blue, like when I was coming back on the plane, but dry, very, very dry. I don't know. That was just some of the things that's staying on my mind. So I'm trying to figure out how I can.
So, Kane, he's still in the flow. He didn't hear the earlier part of the show when we actually did a flow clearing. And so he's still, you know how you said open your eyes and you'll still be in the flow? He is still in the flow. So if you would just help him through this. Please.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, of course, once you allow the flow in, it's in permanently. And it just continues to evolve and widen and evolve through you. Now, okay, so let's look at what's happening. Okay, so now we're just going to look at you at a mental auric field. And there's kind of like this, it's kind of like a fluctuating. So just going to allow like this, the energies to kind of settle down and kind of expand. And actually what's happening, it's in this transitional phase. So it's kind of undulating and it's fluctuating. And we're just going to give it a few moments so it can allow it to kind of grow into a more sophisticated or higher vibration of itself. So it actually goes into a higher, more sophisticated auric field formation or sacred geometrical structure. So let's give that a few moments because that's what you're experiencing. So I'll give that a few moments. There we go. You see it's already happening. So it's going from fluctuating, undulating to becoming this beautiful sacred geometry, much more refined. That's the word I wanted, refined, not sophisticated, refined, much more refined, which is more higher frequency. Yeah, beautiful, very strong, very powerful. And now it's expanding and going into its next natural level of expression. So you see, you're experiencing that transition. So let's give that a few moments. Oh, it's quite powerful, sacred geometry. Very good, very high level frequency. Beautiful. There we go. So now it's kind of settling down. It's going to become your, quote-unquote, new normal. It's happening now. Let's give that a few moments. Oh, very powerful, very strong. And, of course, it's, I keep saying powerful because it is a soul of power. Like you, Adwish, soul of power and serenity is a soul of power and serenity.
Wow.
That's why the flow between you two is very strong, because it's almost like you're part of each other in the sense, because you're in the same tree of souls. And, of course, there's many trees of souls. So let's just give it a quick metaphor for the trees. Let's say you're looking at this forest, many trees. Each tree has two main frequencies. So in this case, your tree is power and serenity. So you're both in the same tree, power and serenity. There's many trees of power and serenity, as there's many trees of other soul level frequencies. In my case, my tree is strength and compassion, and there's many trees of strength and compassion. Now there's many other levels, like there's determination, purity. There is kindness and growth. There is many different levels of expressions of that. So,
but Kane, explain what is the tree of soul? What does it mean? So we know we're in this tree of power and serenity, but what does that mean? Does that mean what my soul has come forth to express?
Well, you are a soul of, you are made. So your soul, every level of soul in that tree is made of the frequencies of power and serenity. So So the power would be the male frequency, serenity would be the female frequency. You are made of power and serenity, you see? It's your natural frequency. It's your soul frequency. You're made of that.
Got it.
Now, of course, you can express, experience other frequencies. So, yes, you can be strong, you can experience strength, but you are not made of strength and compassion. You are made of power and serenity. I am made of strength and compassion. But I can experience power like frequencies, you see? Now, so that's
so
the baseline.
So it's the actual frequency of your composition.
Yeah, it's who you are. It's who you are. So what is that important? Because who you are as a soul, it is your soul trajectory towards oneness. What do I mean by that? Now, as a soul of power and serenity, let's say a soul of power and serenity, you as a soul, your soul's trajectory is to evolve through the natural dysfunctions of power and serenity. What would be some examples of the natural dysfunctions of power? And again, this is nothing to do with the false self on earth trying to become whatever it's trying to. This is a true you journey. See? So the true you journey at the soul level would be going through its natural trajectory of evolving through the natural dysfunctions of power. What would be that? Too much power. What is too much power? It's destructive. It's destructive. It hurts others. It's destructive. It's overpowering. This is all natural levels of dysfunction of a soul of power, of a frequency of power. So what are you in your soul trajectory? And not only at the soul level, but at the higher soul level, as the soul level, over soul level. All those levels of soul are going through the same soul trajectory in their own context, in their own fields of consciousness. So this is a natural soul's trajectory at every level of soul. So this would be this, when you say, what are you clearing at the higher soul level? We're not clearing so much levels of false self. We are clearing the levels of true self, which are maybe stuck in a level of dysfunction. So maybe there's a higher soul stuck in a level of dysfunction of power, which is continuously overpowering other fields of consciousness. That is a level of dysfunction. And once you go through that, you evolve through the level of dysfunction into a balance of power. Beautiful. You're balanced. You're expressing balance of power. And then you're integrating levels of the serenity aspect of yourself, which, of course, is also going through its trajectory of dysfunctions of serenity. And then once it's in balance of serenity, then balance of power serenity, and then as a balance of power serenity being the highest potential levels of expression of a soul of powers and serenity as one field of consciousness, both as one. So that is the soul's trajectory. And then once it's its highest level of potential of expression of a soul of power and serenity, it then can be in oneness consciousness and express that highest potential from a oneness consciousness level realization. And, of course, that is just the first highest level realization. You can then, that soul can realize emptiness. And then, of course, that is the highest level realization of consciousness. But then a higher level still would be the source within level consciousness, which, of course, some would say Christ the conscious, which is the source within consciousness, which the source always was, will be, and just is. And every level of soul is just a sacred illusion, and there's just source. And source is right here, right in me, right here.
Right now.
At any level of soul, it's right there, right now. So that'll be that source within level of consciousness, which is the highest level of actual realization. So that is the soul's trajectory in a nutshell, in this case, in the context of power and serenity, which is your tree. So what is the tree itself? So let's say the tree... The tree is a metaphor for what? For that universal soul that then express themselves into many oversouls, and then each oversoul into many essence souls. Of course, oversoul, essence soul, they're just words that I've grown used to. It's independent of the names, not oversoul, essence soul. They're just the words. So oversoul, universal soul, oversoul, essence soul, each essence soul into each one of the essence souls, into fractals itself down into expression into many higher souls, and then each higher soul fractal its way down into many souls. So if you trace, so you call this the tree, your tree of souls. Mm-hmm. So let's say the universal trunk is the universal soul is the trunk, and the big branches are the oversouls, and then each branch that comes out of the big branch is an essence soul, and then each branch out of the essence soul is a higher soul branch, and then each leaf on the of the higher soul. Each branch of the higher soul would be a soul branch, and then each leaf in that soul branch would be an aspect of the conscious. So let's say you, Edwige, the truth, the soul, field of conscious, is that leaf. Mm-hmm. Now, you being a leaf in that tree, and Marvin is another leaf in the same tree. So you're both souls of power and serenity. Now, just to give the higher perspective on that metaphor, just to sum it up. So, okay, you see, okay, you have that tree there. That tree is rooted in this soil of oneness, in this field of oneness. And every tree in that forest is rooted in that same oneness. So if you really look from a highest perspective, it's all oneness. It all comes from the same oneness. Huh? But the oneness expresses itself through the different trees. And each tree has a soul frequency, so it has its own context of levels of expression and manifestation and creation, experience, creation. So there's many soul trajectories of experiencing the sacred illusion of the creation of fields. And of course, then ultimately to be the highest potential of that expression towards the end of this soul's trajectory. Mm-hmm. So, and then of course you have many levels of oneness. Okay, you are one with the soul family, then you're one with the higher soul and the higher soul family. So you're one, then all of a sudden you're one with the tree, and then the tree, you're one with oneness, and then all the trees become one, part of the extended family of oneness. So again, it's the trees are itself just sacred illusion. The truth, the highest truth, absolute truth is the oneness field. But sacred illusion has its purpose. It's the purpose of the creation of field itself. So having said that, again, just all those trees are just part of the sacred illusion. You can be in different trees and expressing your own soul frequencies.
Wonderful.
Now, actually, I'm not sure where to go with that.
So, Marvin, do you have any more questions?
Actually, let's finish.
No, I'm thinking it.
Yeah, let's finish with Marvin. He's still there.
So I'm thinking it, Tommy.
That's why we should go with that.
Well, I'm thinking it makes sense because how we came together and it's one. I mean,
oh, it was divinely guided, as like everything for me is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely, that makes complete sense. And there'll be sort of like this natural coming together, natural communion, a natural soul levels of recognition, a natural flow, like you get each other, I know it's where you're coming from. There's just a knowingness from, of course, being not only the same soul level of frequency, but also in the same tree. So there's like that unknown, but already there natural level of familiarity and knowingness and consciousness and understanding. So that is definitely an example of that, which many people experience. So, and this would, of course, be a deep level of that because you're in the same tree. But let's say we, your Marvin, you meet another soul of power and serenity from another tree. It's still a level. It's still a level of understanding and natural level of understanding there. But once it is in the same tree, it's deeper. And then it might even be deeper if you're in the same branch. And then in the same soul branch, of course, then you'll be soul family. It's not in this case you connected at over soul branch. Mm-hmm. So now you if you trace back, you both of your branches come from the same over soul. So there'll be, I would call that an over soul, a direct over soul connection. In the same tree. So, of course, that can happen at the soul level. If it was like Edwige would have a soul brother or soul sister in the soul family, there would be other leaves in that same soul branch. So that would be your direct soul family. And actually, this is also important when doing clearing work, because a lot of times you're clearing what I call indirect lifetimes, mm-hmm. because you have, let's say, your leaf has many lifetime experiences, and then the other leaves in the soul branch or the soul family have their own past or levels of experience. And or in the case of the Earth, they may have past lifetimes on Earth in this cycle of reincarnation. So those are your indirect lifetimes, because the illusion of separation between you and your soul family is an illusion. You have it's oneness. That's the first level of oneness. Huh? The oneness with your soul family. It's the same field of consciousness. So, but individuated fields of consciousness in the same field of consciousness. So those are your indirect lifetimes. So a lot of times you're clearing indirect lifetimes. You can clear direct lifetimes, which are usually more intense. They're really there. You really feel the clearing. And sometimes you can clear indirect lifetimes, and even though it's really something, quote-unquote, heavy or heavy duty, you don't feel it as much. It still affects you in the now, but don't feel it as much. Why? Because it was an indirect lifetime that is clearing through you. Yeah, that happens all the time. So that would be a soul family type of clearing. So that's important to be aware. Actually, it brings this awareness to many clients because it's important to know. I always point out, okay, this is a direct lifetime. This is an indirect lifetime. This is helping the soul family. This is actually helping this higher soul branch. Oh, this is the one is actually going all the way up there. We're going to do some allowance here at the universal soul level. This is going to affect the whole tree. So sometimes we go at those levels. So I like this metaphor because it's easy to understand, of course. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's go finish allowance process with Marvin. So there was that mental field that came into this powerful new sacred geometrical expression at the mental arc fields, the higher mental arc fields. Let's keep there. There we go. So now, let's see what is in allowance now. Okay, now, of course, this is affecting because now I'm seeing all the other fields within this field kind of vibrating. Of course, what is happening, it's resonating. The fields within the higher mental auric field, are resonating to this new higher frequency of the higher mental field. So we're just going to allow that for a few moments. They're vibrating, kind of catching up, matching up the new resonance, the real new vibration, new frequency of the higher mental field. Let's keep that a few moments. Looks like everything's vibrating around you, all parts of you. Give that a few moments. And, of course, everything's quite powerful as a soul of power and serenity. As a soul of power form, first and foremost. Give that a few moments. Good. So it's kind of starting to settling down. So we always allow. We're kind of getting midway point to that transition. And just there, beautiful. Now it's going just past midway. Now it's expanding and elevating and becoming a new normal in those fields, in all those fields as well. Beautiful. Good. Now, beautiful. So now the our lower emotional fields transforming. Now, literally pinpointing the higher etheric fields transforming. So this energy body, higher energy body transforming. Oh yeah! Whoa! Shooting off sparks even. Letting it happen. Major transformation of the higher etheric body, getting much brighter, brightening it up, becoming much stronger, actually becoming more powerful using the language of your soul frequency. Much more powerful. Mm-hmm. It's like thickening, widening, radiating more and more and more. Beautiful. So again, we're just allowing the transformation process to come down the levels all the way through. That was started in the flow, in allowance of the flow. There we go. Now reaching the lower etheric. Beautiful. Now it's really feel the sensation in the lower etheric body. Now you're going to actually feel like this water flowing because the lower etheric is a sensation body. Yeah, just let it flow through you. Just be like water. It's like flowing, replenishing you, inundating you even. Just replenishing you completely. Like a cup of water is filling up. Intensifying, becoming more powerful, allowing power that already is to be through the lower etheric body. See, it's not the self becoming more powerful. That power that already is from this true you levels of consciousness, being able to flow more freely through the human levels, human being levels, instrument of expression. So it's not an upgrade for the self. Is an allowance of that which already is your true soul beingness. Just allowing that to happen. And what happens? it is expressing through the human instrument of expression in higher soul level ways. This is a higher level of expression of the lower etheric part, the auric fields, which is matching the true you, fields of consciousness, and level of expression. So it can be more fully through and as the human being conscious awareness. And that is the transformational process in human level, in terms of human level of transformation. Let's allow that to happen. Say, almost that beautiful field right in. Now it's actually filling up, strength, empowering the Dantian in the etheric bodies. It's just happening, actually, the higher Dantian. Give that a few moments. Beautiful. So really anchoring that. Nice. It's going to be the center of balance of the power there. Yeah, wow, beautiful. So now you're radiating much more. Now there's one small area of resistance around the lower back. It's saying no to this. And again, like we said in the beginning, all the layers of resistance is like putting the finger up. No, 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 no. So just look at that. Just be aware of that around the lower back. There's a layer of self. Layer of self. There we go. It's just dissolving away in the light of awareness. Give that a few moments. And we don't even have to nitpick it. Just if it's dissolving, it's dissolving. Sometimes it doesn't dissolve, then we look into it. Past life, core, the blockage, deep unconscious. If it's dissolving, it's dissolving. And it's dissolving now. Good. And now it's just uncovering a little, layer of pain and suffering, which is fine. Just clearing that. Ah, good. There we go. So now it's flowing through the part of the energy system. It's almost like that layer of resistance was shying away from this transformation, or being very coy about it, which is, of course, limiting the transformation. So now it's clearing out, and it's allowed more of that. Now, there's some other layers of resistance, so just be aware. Just be with that for a few moments. Good, as it's flowing up. Okay, good. Now the flow is flowing up through your body. It's hitting some layers of resistance and still kind of like this limitation. It's for like a shyness, an unworthiness. There's some deeper levels of insecurity, part of abandonment. So just as I mentioned in them, we're shining the light and just allowing those to dissolve. And it's like I just heard from a deep unconscious, but who am I to that light? And then it looks up and it feels this disconnection. And that's a layer of resistance. It's a limitation. You are that light. You are the light. Now, beautiful. Now that layer that just came up and said that is opening its arms and read that. Beautiful. Nice. The light just shines and inundates and it's dissolving that light. You are that light. It's the true light of you. Beautiful dissolution of that layer of self, of limitation. Now that light is radiating in you completely. Beautiful. Just allow that to happen. Good. Beautiful. Now we're going to clear just a level of negative interference that is connecting from the back of your energy system. It gives you sort of like this disbelief in your light, this sort of layers of confusion and denial blocking that light. So this sort of negative interference type of influence. We're going to clear that. It cannot coexist now in this new vibration. Just allow it to kind of clear away. Especially from the back of the hand chakra, back of the neck a little bit. Much better. So it's out of your arc fields, much better. Good. Some negative thought forms about yourself as far as limitation of your own expression of soul levels of purpose, the manifestations, clearing out those negative thought forms. It's kind of like little dark clouds all moving around, just clearing those. Again, they cannot coexist here either. Good. one now. Beautiful. So now that actually just clearing that allowed even more flow through you. So just be, feel the sensation of the flow that is going now where it wasn't before because of the thought forms, the interference and the layers. Now be, there we go. Feel the sensation of the flow even more, wider, deeper. Good. And that's it. So we're coming to a bit of a closure now. So we're just going to allow the chakras to connect deeply with the flow, balance with each other, ground some of the energies, expand your auric fields. That's it. Everything you need to flow into through you now, anything you need. Be that light of awareness. There you go. So level, so field of awareness here. Really connecting to all the arc. There we go. Let's give that a few moments. So now, as a closure, the soul field of consciousness, awareness, is really reconnecting to that higher mental field, which is now this more refined sacred geometry. It's really much more at ease and connecting to it much more effortless. So now you're going to, in your higher mental chakra, or your higher mind perspective or perception, much more easily and effortless to go to have that or to experience or to allow this soul level awareness. Let's give that a few moments in closure. It's an important foundation for the transformation process on your own, your natural process of liberation of the self. That's it. So just be with that for a few moments. Good, beautiful. Nice. Good connection. Ah, beautiful. Much more effortless. Good. So just being that soul field of awareness for a few moments. Just breathe in and out. Be in that presence. Be the soul field of awareness. Be aware of your own self from this outside perspective, from the soul field of awareness perspective. That's it now. That's it. Beautiful. Good. Thank you so much, Mari. So you're going to be in this soul level awareness meditative space for the next hour or two or so. Just be with that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, my friend.
Take care, Marvin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Kane, so we still haven't gotten to soul contracts, and we have about 10 minutes before we need to close up. So let's just really dispel some ideas as to what soul contracts are and are not. So is there such a thing as a soul contract, first of all?
Oh, yeah, I am shown contracts all the time when we're doing clearing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you try to clear, just allowing this clearing to take place, and then some level of consciousness or some entity or some spirit comes, but I have a contract and it's here. And then the other day, they were being so specific in showing me the clause. Here's this clause in the contract, and then they even took me in the clause. This is how the clause originated. So they're trying to defend the agreement or uphold the agreement and so forth. Now, In my own highest level perspective, if you are in natural levels of awareness coming from the highest light and purest intent, there's no contract or agreement necessary. So anytime there's a contract and or agreement in that sense, that's a lower level of awareness. Why would you need from a higher level of awareness a contract or agreement? You would just do it from your own inner light. You would have the inner knowingness. This one needs to be expressed. This is who I need to work or be with or create and express with or in whatever way, in whatever context. You would just know, and there would be no agreement and contract to hold you to that. You would work in that same unified field of knowingness and awareness of that purpose. So in my own personal experience, anytime there's a contract and agreement, it's a false sense of illusion of that. It's a lower level of awareness trying to maintain this control or this plausibility that you must believe in this, therefore you must do what it says because I have this insecurity that you will not uphold that from your own otherwise. And that insecurity does not exist in the soul light levels of awareness, or at least in the highest perspective of that. So So, yes, you can have agreements in past life, so there will be agreements. Yes, you shake hands. I agree to be born with you the next 10 lives, or I agree that I will help you. I agree that I'll do this and that. Or sometimes there's a karmic contract. Usually it is between karmic contracts. Could be between in between lives. Can generate like these agreements would be karmic contracts, which would be kind of okay, quote unquote, more official. And then you have karmic contracts with entities. So a lot of like witchcraft lifetimes, you have all kinds of contracts with entities and like these dark energies, and they come all the time. Oh no, you can't clear me from here. I have a contract. Well, big deal.
Good luck. Yeah, really. Bye bye.
Yeah. There's no such thing from a high level awareness. So you can keep playing the level awareness. It's not gonna stop the liberation or the clearing.
So in other words, if it's not for your best and highest good, it can be cleared.
Oh, absolutely. Here's the thing: anything can be cleared when you take the if you see the clearing as far as bringing anything into that highest light. Mm-hmm. Whatever is not from that highest light dissolves in that highest light. So only the highest light remains. Mm-hmm. And because the highest light is just the light, any level of construct dissolves in that light. So anything can be clear in that highest light. So yes, anything is quote unquote clearable or meant to be cleared, because you're meant to be just being the natural state of beingness and awareness and consciousness and expression, free, sovereign fields of consciousness expressing themselves in the sacred illusion, the creational fields create and experience and create, and have the freedom to do so, and create beautiful levels of beautifulness, levels of creation and expression for all souls, to always bring higher and higher levels of harmony between all fields of consciousness in all dimensional fields, all the way down to all the lower dimensional fields into the next harmonic universe dimensional fields, and it just keeps on going. It's like this beautiful train ride, how it's meant to be. So, of course, the only thing that gets in the way of that is disconnected states of consciousness, unresolved energies. Darkness energy is just extreme levels of unresolved energy, not more than that. So if you have pain generates sadness, which expresses itself as anger. If you have extreme levels of that, you have this dark energy of extreme levels of rage, and it's like this quote-unquote demonic figure, but it's just because it's extreme levels of pain as the source of that. Extreme levels of rage can only come from extreme levels of pain. So even that dark energy is just extreme levels of unresolved negative energies, or unresolved energies without even labeling as negative. So, and the same thing with hate can only come from fear. Fear generates many levels of anxiety around it and expresses hate. So if you see this hateful, demonic expression, you know it's coming from deep, deep level of unresolved fear.
Fear. Wow.
Yeah. Perfect. So, of course, because of that, it will try to continuate its existence by either conflicting with you at hatefulness levels or trying to cause you anxiety and fear, because it's trying to perpetuate itself. Mm-hmm. So that hate, you know, will try to cause you fear. So it can be in that same level of conscious existence. So that's just how it works. It's just like this interplay of unresolved energies. There's no darkness energy per se, because if you all the way to the highest level perspectives, just the purity of that light, yes, but you can have darkness energies, expressions of extreme levels of unresolved energy in such examples as I just mentioned.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? It's that time. So let's give your contact information, your website, and how people can reach you.
My website is clearingandflow.com. So that would be for the Clearing and Flow Institute. And I think next time you and I talk, we'll talk about different projects or organizations that we're setting up to continue to work in different ways and new levels of awareness. So you and I agree with leave that for next time when it's more matured. So, but for now, it's clearingandflow.com, and you can contact me. Available for clearing and flow sessions. That's just how I call it, and it'll be kind of basically What we did with Marvin was a little bit of a taste of that, which is just allowing your natural flow and allowing all natural levels of transformation to take place and just guiding you through just the clearing of anything in the way of that. And, of course, ultimately to allow your own higher levels of conscious energy to express through you and allowing higher levels of manifestation and expression on Earth for your natural soul purpose to be made manifest, but also for the benefit of the collective transformational process of the Earth, because, again, it can only happen through you
Absolutely.
And everybody else. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Kane. We will talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Luis, for having me. Thank you, Marvin. Thank you all your audience. Thank you so much. Have a good
night. Take care. Bye-bye. There you have it, everyone. Wow, what an amazing, can you believe, 2 hours have gone by. This was just awesome. I want to thank everyone for participating. I could feel your energy. I hope you could truly feel ours. So as you know, Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true authentic self. And I am here to assist you on your journey. So I want to thank you. Of course, once again, visit my site, affirmationsforliving.net. You can download my app, Awakened. And until next time, know that you are loved. Take care. Peace and blessings. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.